Zayin Av, we're holding in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis, and we're going to Halacha Chaf Aleph. So we're continuing to discuss Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, there's one of the inuim that one is not permitted to have, meaning to one of the afflictions that one is supposed to experience is Tashmish Shamita, mean marital relations. And therefore, an extension of that is even touching one's wife. So there's a whole debate about what's called Hachakas, but that's also included, and certainly as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and many places can say that at night one has to be much more machmir. During the day one could be more lenient. When it comes to saying Shalom Aleichem to one's friend, and Tisha B'Av we don't do so, even saying good morning we don't really do. If someone doesn't know, and let's say it was a non-Jew, so you can answer back with a very like soft and not exciting response. But that's really just that they shouldn't be upset, and or if you could explain to them that today's Tisha B'Av, so we don't greet each other. One's not even allowed to send a present to his friend. That's also considered what's Sheila Shalom. What's nice is you could give a bracha to someone. You could say Mazel Tov. Nicham Aveilim, actually, you don't say the Psukim of Nechama. And generally speaking, we're not Menachem Av until after Chatzos, unless we're with the Av in the morning. One should not take strolls in the marketplaces, so he shouldn't come to frivolity and joy. Smoking tobacco, whether it's if it's permitted, but those that do so, so the halacha is not to do it in public, and it's only permitted after chatzos, which would be in private. When it comes to doing work, it's a malacha. So our custom is basically any malacha that has somewhat of a delay, it takes a lot of time, you get involved, even if it's not a craftsman's work. Just a simple work, it's forbidden to be done at night and during the day until Chatzos. After Chatzos, we're much more lenient. But something that's even before Chatzos, even at night, turning on a car, lighting candles, etc. All these things which are quick and don't involve a lot of focus and concentration. So that is permitted even at night. Even business, the minhag is to do so after Chatzos. Until Chatzos, one should try as much as possible not to be engaged. And someone that's Yirei Shamayim prefer to be Machmir when it comes to Melacha and business, that as much as possible, so this way he's not Mesiach Daitim in Avelus. Using an Andrew is permitted to do Melacha, something that's a Dav Ovid is permitted. Milking cows, better to do with an Andrew, but if you can't, it's permitted yourself. So most of the things definitely much more room to be lenient after Chatzos of daytime of Tisha B'Av. The custom is not to sit on a bench or a comfortable chair, neither at night nor the day. And even after Chatzos, that doesn't stop really. People sometimes get confused. We get up from saying kinos, but we still have to, we're limited until Chatzos to make sure that you can't use comfortable chairs. But after Chatzos, one is permitted to sit in a regular chair. The idea is that, and the kids already points out that sometimes being a bit confused before Chatzos is okay, but the bottom line is that it's not so much even the Gimel Tfachim, there's different measures of how. It has to be that it's recognizably close to the ground. And that means preferably it's best if everyone sits on the ground, but it's many times difficult. Certainly a pregnant lady doesn't have to do so. The custom is not to prepare the meal, meaning the breaking of the fast and stuff and similar, into after Chatzos. Tzorech mitzvah, it's mutter. So really, theoretically, I think usually it's best to wait till after Chatzos when it comes out. So this year would be actually preparing for Shabbos. If someone's worried about not preparing for Shabbos early enough, they could technically start even before Chatzos. If a person has a child that needs to be circumcised, so the custom is to do so after Kinos, but they fire them, I think they wait till after Chatzos. And generally speaking, it's the father and the mother, the Sanhedrin and the mother wear Big Day Shabbos. Many people hold not to wear new Big Day Shabbos, but just nice clothing. And then they take it off after the Mila. They light candles in honor of Mila. The cup of wine they give to a Tinuk, to a young child. There's a different customs to give to the woman that gave birth, but generally speaking, they give it to a child who was around 6 years old. By Mincha is when we finally donthe talis and tefillin, which we did not wear during Shachas, at least by the Ashkenazim, as we explained. And you make brachas, you say Shir Shaliyim, because you didn't say it in the morning. Ashrei Chatzi Kaddish, you lay in the Torah, Maftir, just like any other fast day, you bring the Sefer Torah back. Again, then Chatzi Kaddish Nidam Shemanes, and in Shemanes you have a new insertion, which is called Nachem, that you say in the Bracha of the Yerushalayim Yecha. If you forgot to say it, so you say it after Aneinu. This, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah holds differently. He holds you should say Baratzei. But according to Kitzur, you put it, you lump it together with Aneinu, which is said in Shema Koleinu. If you didn't remember, even by then, by Shema Tfilah, according to the Kitzur Shechnoch, or according to the Mishnah after by Sechazena, Machzir Shnosa Tzion, then you don't go back. Now, when it comes to Birkas Kanim, so the custom is that Birkas Kanim, you recite by Mincha, since it's a fast day, but you do it closer to Shkia. And the Rashi is old, like the Chazanish, that you actually do it even if it's an early Mincha. After davening, full Kaddish with Diskabel, and then you take off Tefillin, and there you daven Marv. This is if someone is davening close to Shkia. And as we learned earlier, if you do, if the moon is shining, new moon, so you can make it a Shavana. However, we said that you have to taste something first. Tanya, the last halacha for today is a quotation from the Braisa on the seventh day of Av. This is today. The Goyim, the non-Jews, entered into the Yechot, to the sanctuary. They ate, they drank, they messed things up, they did terrible things. Seventh, eighth, and the ninth day at night, they started burning the fire, and it was burning from the ninth all the way to the tenth. In fact, meaning at the end of the ninth into the tenth, it was lit, and it went all the way till the end of the 10th. Technically speaking, this year that would mean all the way until Shabbos, until Shkia. And really, theoretically, it would make more sense to have set the fast day on the 10th day, because most of the fire and the Eicha was burnt during the 10th day. But nevertheless, we always go based on the beginning of the Pulanus of the calamity, because that's really the source of the cause. Interesting that the Kitzur quotes the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Avin used to fast 9th and 10th. Rabbi Levi fasted the 9th and the night of the 10th. He didn't have the strength to be able to fast all through the 10th. We don't fast more than the 9th. But we machmen not eat basa and yain, meaning meat and wine, until all the way until the 10th day, to chatzos. By the Shvatim, they go all the way till Shkia. Unless it's a Suda Smitzvah, and certainly this year we're going into Shabbos. It's after chatzos for sure. Meaning, so Suda Smitzvah, you'll have to have ready the night of the 10th. And you could even have a siyum, and there's an inn to have a siyum. You can invite more people than you usually do during the 9 days. So the limitations go all the way until, even this year, as we'll see in a moment, the limitations go into at least Friday morning. And anything that you're doing for Shabbos Kodesh, you're allowed to do ready in the morning. But and if someone needs to do ready Thursday night, you could also do it. But generally speaking, you could do everything ready in the usually it's enough, then certainly showers and haircuts and everything else. Usually we wait till, and that's what the Kitzur says, that this is like this year, you're allowed to be because of Shabbos, you're allowed to do everything in the morning. You don't have to wait till Chatzos.